Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
It's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Noel Fundara, SVP Ignite Payments, and Mark Schulze, who is co-founder of Clover. Hi, Noel and Mark. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, how are you doing, Karen? Very, very pleased to be with you today.
Thank you. So I thought we'd have a little chat about how Ignite Payments and Clover are really doing some interesting things to bring innovation to that distribution network. So first, Noel, let me ask you, what makes Ignite different from other agent programs that exist in the acquiring space?
Well, first of all, again, thank you for the opportunity to share with the listeners. What really sets us apart is something. First of all, is financial stability. As we all know, Ignite Payments is a distribution system of First Data, wholly owned by First Data. So that in itself gives a certain level of security to our agents out there, that when they build a portfolio, that revenue or that residual is going to be there for them next month, next year, and in 5 years. So that's a very good feeling to be in. Also, some of the other things we do as far as our boarding tools as an example. You know, we have some very unique online tools to be able to board. No signature required. We got we call it Rollout, Rapid Online Type of Application. So very sophisticated boarding tools that really sets us apart from the rest of the marketplace. Things like upfront payment conversions, true revenue share program. And what I mean by that is, most programs out there may have a buy rate to them and so forth. We believe in our agents being true, partners to us. So we work right off of the interchange dues and assessments. So anything above that, we're revenue share with our agents, which is really sets them apart. It also gives them a lot of flexible pricing options. As an example, they can go out there with a zero buy rate, gives them into a very competitive situation, be able to offer their merchants the ability to earn that business, guarantee residual buyout, which is a very unique situation. Obviously, no risk loans against the residuals, and probably one of the hottest things out there is the next day funding. I mean, merchants are demanding that today. We're capable; our systems are capable of doing that. And it provides us the ability to be extremely competitive in that marketplace. So there's a lot of these things, that gives us superior advantages to what the competition is offering. And I think just the, financial stability of First Data as our parent company is really, really sets the bar very high for the competition.
Well, Noel, it sounds like there's a lot on the business side and certainly the financial side that makes a very compelling proposition. But on the solution side, I know that Clover is a really interesting solution that you've brought into Ignite Payments, and it's certainly something that is available through the agent network to make available to merchants. And I would imagine that brings a whole new set of both merchant opportunities and capabilities to those who have an interest in making that available. Mark, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about Clover and what makes Clover different from some of the other integrated tablet solutions that are in market today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thank you. When we started Clover a couple years ago, we spent a good year of our time listening to merchants and listening to agents and really understanding what their needs were. And what we found in the point-of-sale space is essentially a market that's bounded by a couple things. On the lower end, you have your payment terminals. And on the higher end, you'd have relatively expensive point-of-sale systems, PC-based point-of-sale systems that were server-based, not connected to the cloud, that required fairly extensive port mechanisms. And what we found is that merchants, they look at the low end and they say, gosh, I have more computing power in my car computer You know, can I get something better, something that's future-proof, something that's good-looking, and that is at a reasonable cost? And then they looked at the higher end, and they were looking at the PC-based products, and I said, you know, technology's changed. I see people starting to experiment with tablets. It seems like I should be able to get a point of sale that's in that price range, except that it's merchant hardened. It's hardened for merchant use. It has things like Ethernet. That it is, has greater security. It's a product that I can control. What my employees do on it. I don't want to come into the store and see my employees playing Angry Birds. And so that's when we started Clover. And Clover is essentially three things. It is a beautiful, elegant, well-priced piece of hardware. It's an Android tablet with a custom stand. It's hardened for merchant use. It has a custom swivel. It also allows you to not just depend on Wi-Fi. It has things like Ethernet, where if you're a merchant and you're doing business in volume, it's really important to have that sort of responsiveness and connectivity so you can serve your customers better, especially at busy times of the day. It's also a point-of-sale, complete point-of-sale software platform that offers all of the core things that merchants need. So everything from running transactions in a secure way to customer record keeping to analytics to the ability to log in remotely and see how you're performing real-time. These are all the things that are core to Clover. But what's most interesting about it is that we've also opened it up as a platform. So, I'm sure many of the people, the listeners here, have iPhones or Android or other smartphones. Well, they know that it's full of an app store, and you can go in there and you can extend the capabilities of your phone over time. And you don't have to worry about it because people are always building new and interesting things for your smartphone. Well, we took the same approach to the point of sale. We opened it up because we wanted to ensure that the merchants that we work with have the opportunity to enjoy and the new features and new products and new things that people are rolling out over time. And that is exactly why we opened up Clover to have an app store. So over time, you'll start to see things like accounting integrations, loyalty programs, e-wallet integrations, and the like. Really, in many ways, and what I find exciting about it, and what I think merchants really appreciate, is that it's future-proof. Merchants are excited by the fact that instead of having to do very expensive upgrades and add new hardware products, over time, if they see something that they want to try through the Clover App Store, they can.
So, Noel and Mark, this is a question that both of you can probably answer maybe a little from your different perspectives, and it really relates to the type of merchant that Clover is really suitable for and the economics of serving that particular category of merchant, because I'm sure, as both of you probably know all too well, there's been a lot in the news lately about the difficulties of monetizing the very small micro merchants, which I think a lot of people associate these solutions to being targeted toward. Is that really what you guys are up to with Clover? What exactly are you looking to do in terms of getting that into the market? What merchants are you targeting?
Sure. So we primarily target small and medium businesses. And so there are some tablet solutions that are on the market today. There's one in particular that's done a really fantastic job bringing micro merchants, bringing merchants that previously didn't have credit card processing into sort of the realm of being able to accept credit cards at their farmer's market or on the go or wherever they may be going. When we built Clover, it's really our primary focus was on the merchants that are doing a little bit greater velocity. It's really the small and medium business. And things like, and I mentioned earlier, things like an Ethernet connectivity, wired connectivity to your point of sale, those things become really important. If you have a line at your door and it's a busy lunch rush, you don't want to have to be depending on finicky Wi-Fi and things like that. Clover has Wi-Fi. You can use that as a backup. But ultimately, we've built a system and a device that's been hardened for merchant use, and typically those merchants tend to be a little bit larger. They tend to be the small and medium-sized businesses that are found all over the U.S.
So, Noel, do you have any particular points of view on that?
Yeah, Karen. Actually, you know, if we go look back at the history of Ignite Payments, Ignite Payments has always been an entity that's really served the SMB market. We've done that traditionally over the years. And, you know, with the outset of what Clover brings to us and what it brings to the marketplace, I can tell you, after 18 years of being in this business, I am excited. This is what I call a game changer. To Mark's point, the app store, the capability to have a platform that can grow as your need, as your business needs change with you. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's unheard of. We've never had that kind of approach to solving the solution to the SMBs. So, you know, these type of things is what I believe is it's going to make the difference in tomorrow's needs as far as addressing, you know, the ever-changing landscape. SMBs are getting more demanding. They need more help in trying to service their clients. And I think the solution that Ignite Payments brings to the table with Clover addresses those needs, not only now, but also in the future. So, conversely, it's exciting. And like I said, after 18 years, I've been exposed to a lot of things, but nothing like this. This is really, really, and I keep saying this, it's a game changer. So very, very excited to be, you know, part of this team and the growth that we foresee and are seeing currently in this space.
No, I would agree. It is an opportunity for the small and medium-sized business to have the same set of tools that were only ever available to very large merchants who could spend an awful lot of money to get that kind of functionality. And the platform approach is really very smart. Noel and Mark, it sounds like this was a pretty merchant-driven product. So I'm curious with respect to the sales cycle. Give us a sense of how easy or complicated this is to actually sell.
Well, I can tell you from the sales perspective, if you're looking at my face right now, I'm smiling because just have the ability to have a product that you can literally put in front of a merchant, and the merchant will sell himself into obtaining this because the product is that good. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. We have our agents that sell these things, and the reports that we get back and the comments from the merchants. I mean, we got letters, really just acclaiming how incredible this device is and what it's done for them, how it's transformed their business, how it's given them more time in their lives. From personal time, how it's automated, the way they do their business. I mean, so it's really such a neat device that like I said, I don't know how else to explain it. It's that good, and so it's been a lot of fun. And I'll let Mark talk to the technical aspect, but from the sales, I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful. It's a dream. It's a salesman's dream to have something this good that you can put in front of a merchant and have them just experience it.
Wow, Mark, that's quite a lead-in. So did you expect? No. Go ahead. Did you expect this kind of reaction? You hope for something like this when you develop a product. Certainly, everyone does. But it sounds like this is really very much speaking to the needs of the merchants and what they're looking for.
No, and that's really great to hear, and it is very rewarding to hear that as well. And I think the reason it is perhaps resonating with merchants is because the solution was merchant driven, right? We didn't sit around in a laboratory in Silicon Valley and just invent something and see if people wanted it. We actually engaged with merchants for a long time, and we went out with sales agents, and we listened to the kinds of things that merchants were saying, and we analyzed when they lost deals, why they're losing those deals. And what we realized is that merchants were looking for something more. They saw that the price of computing was coming down. Merchants are smart. They saw that they should have greater capabilities. And they were looking for a better solution. And they weren't sure what that was. And what was interesting is a lot of the time, when we found that people were losing deals, it was because before Clover came out with their losing deals, it's because that merchant just didn't see what they wanted. And so in many cases, they weren't buying anything. It wasn't that the salesperson was losing the deal to a competitor. It's just the merchant was saying, I'm going to wait and see. I'm just going to continue with what I got for now. I'm going to wait and see. And so it has been very rewarding. But at the same time, I'm not particularly surprised because, you know, something like Clover comes about through careful listening to both agents, you know, what they're telling us their merchants are looking for, and to merchants, listening directly to them and hearing, you know, what do they need. And that's how, you know, and that's how we developed Clover. Again, a moderately priced a tablet solution that's hardened for merchant use, that is purpose-built with things like Ethernet, and is good-looking, right? I mean, this is probably the least important, but, you know, merchants spend a lot of time and money and effort to make their restaurants and stores look nice, and then a lot of the products out there are just relatively unattractive, lots of wires and, you know, people taping card readers to countertops and the like. You know, Clover, we made a lot of effort to have just a single wire connecting the Clover station to things like the receipt printer. We've tried to optimize the footprint. It's made out of, you know, nice white plastic and anodized aluminum, sort of high material, but we didn't skimp on whatsoever. And so it has been very rewarding to be able to, you know, to be able to delight merchants, to listen. And I'd be able to respond and delight them with something that they really can use and incorporate into their business.
So one final question before we wrap up. What are you hearing from agents who talk to merchants about Clover? What do they come back and tell you?
Well, they're coming back and see the neat thing about this, the conversation with the merchant has changed. We've actually, you know, started reteaching our agents to present Clover. And when they present it, now you're talking about, you know, presenting solutions and value to that merchant. So the old conversations, which was based around rates, and if you have agents out there, they know exactly what I'm talking about, where it's, you know, you do comparative statements and just figure out if you can save them a couple basis points. That conversation just went out the door. Because now you actually are offering a solution that you can help increase their business, they can better run their business, you know, and it's just a different mindset. So it's a different type of conversation that our agents are having with those merchants, which in event it's you know, it beats out the competition because the merchants are looking for solutions like this to help them grow their business. If we save them 5 basis points, 10 basis points on a transaction, that's not going to make them or break them. But if we can help them grow their business tangibly and help them execute their business in a more effective way and run their business more effectively, those are the things that they're interested in. And this has been, you know, I said it earlier, it's a game changer, and it really does, you know, change the way the presentation is made to the merchants. And, you know, and just, I've never looked, 18 years to get letters from merchants to saying, this really has changed the way. I mean, I never got that when I sold them a terminal. That I didn't get those kind of, you know, those kind of. actually, I mean, to me, so I got tangible evidence that what we are doing is so, you know, superior to what's happening in the rest of the marketplace. That it is a game changer.
So one final question, and that is, how do people get more information? It sounds like this is something that we've just scratched the surface, lots more to learn. Tell us how to do that.
Well, very easily, they can go to our website, www.ignitepayment.com/paypodcast, or call our 800 number, which is 888-335-2137, and I'll repeat that one more time. Its website is www.ignitepayments.com/paypodcast, or call 800 number, which is 888-335-2137.
And for anyone listening that doesn't have the pencil or paper to jot that down and can't do your iPhone quick enough, we'll have that on our website too. So Noel and Mark, thanks for joining me today. It was really interesting to hear about the success of Clover, and we certainly look forward to talking to you again and getting updates as there are updates. Thank you very much.
Thank you.